Back, baby.
Tell them where you. Tell them where you were.
Isolation.
They said that he
I was working on me.
They said he was the first thing to have COVID in his gap. I said, God damn. Yeah, go on. Go.
Nah, glad to have you back. Yeah, I got a question, though, for real, for everybody.
Why you not? You all right?
Nah, we in a new location.
We at your crib, yeah.
For once. Mm-hmm. They finally traveled to Egypt.
We're gonna leave. I'm leaving this equipment here.
Nah, whatever. Yeah. That means you gotta come back for it.
No. I'm saying, who's gonna take it where? Because
I'm gonna take a vacation day coming back over this bit.
Nah. It's a hike. Right. And it's even the hike and Derek a little close.
Now I'm trying to figure out how your roads wet still. It ain't raining 2 weeks.
The sun don't shine in the ghetto.
Yeah, I see. Ain't that ghetto
snow
by
on
me.
The ground.
Yeah. That shit weird out here.
Better feel your take up before you come.
Nah, no cap. He had to put gas. We went to get pizza 10 minutes away. He had to put gas in his car.
He ain't lying.
Yeah.
Bing bong.
Hey, yeah. I like that hat you got on right
now. Yeah, we going to the Super Bowl.
Well, I don't get the hoodie with it, though.
Yeah, it don't matter.
Yeah, yeah. We play tomorrow.
Hey, we suck.
We're horrible.
Yeah. See, this is a transition year.
Yeah, it is.
As long as we beat Duke once, I'm fine.
Yeah, we can split.
Ever since Buddy came out, man. Yes, I'm proud of my white wife.
Yeah. Oh, I'm about to say, what you mean came out?
Yeah, I didn't know.
Nah, I'm talking about Herbert Davis.
Herbert?
Yeah, it don't matter. Herbert.
That nigga named Herbert.
that was some Herbert shit he did.
Yeah.
Shit, but yeah,
Rams and Super Bowl.
We gotta beat the 49ers first. But I'm.
Y'all ain't beat them all year.
We did. Nigga, we ain't beat them in 3 years.
That's what it.
For real?
Yeah. But it was a ploy. We gonna beat them this time.
Mm-hmm. You gonna be on MJ casting couches.
This is backdoor casting.
Bro, it's the couch and the camera that threw me off.
That nigga
got a camcorder, bro. Like this. Like,
that boy freak.
Hold that.
Yeah, that boy had it. Yeah, good wrist motion. Like, his wrist was like. Yeah.
Like, they do be asking like certain questions, though. So when was the first time you had sex?
And so what prompted you to be a slut?
Yeah, what's your favorite position?
That's ghetto gaggers.
Yeah.
I seen you post this shit.
Or breezes.
Play sex game and have you come in 40 seconds. No, bitch.
I'm just watching 5 seconds of you so I can skip.
who like cartoon pool? Who watches cartoon porn?
Bro, I feel
you be watching The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Lois getting banged out by Brian. You are a nigga.
Nah, Craig.
Nah, y'all watch cartoon porn for real?
Nah, it pop up. I mean, I'm like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
It don't get you horny.
I really gotta leave for work.
Yeah.
I watch a lot of Step.
Sun is Step. Yeah, yeah.
Taboo.
I don't care what it is. No, I'm
playing. Not
father with daughter. Nah, in the garage.
He picked the rainbow thing at the top of the X and XX.
Shoot me.
You've experimented.
It's a lot
of ambiguity.
If you go to Tasty Blacks, bro, I'm telling you,
it'll be there.
Shemale, bro.
Top.
What the fuck?
It's at the top.
I just go to the white.
It's like top four. Like, damn. Mm-hmm. That means it's popular.
Like,
you niggas freaky.
No, like, nobody heard this nigga over here. Like, he be sneaking stuff in, bro.
I ain't saying that.
No, whatever, nigga.
I said it's a lot of ambiguity on the show.
Google
it.
I know what it means.
You already told us what you do for $50. So.
Yeah, go to
work.
No,
that was me. that was me. I ain't ashamed of it.
I'm going to work for $50.
Huh?
For $50. Pause.
Whoa, buddy. Bing bong.
Y'all out of control.
Ooh, y'all
who?
Y'all
some
horny. I ain't going to lie. I was so horny the other day, bro.
What Coney Island needed.
I had to sit at my desk for actually a little while because you can't be hard in slacks. They'll see it. I'm slack thin.
Bust a three.
Bust it.
busting three.
Oh, man.
That's crazy.
And look, some older lady today, I just thought about it. She left me a $100 tip. I had to give it back to her, of course. But
she left you $100
tip, bro.
She wanted you to hit.
Yeah, no cap. She said, you knew, huh? I said, yeah, I'm a bank at that office. I'm just helping out up here. She was like, you got some pretty hair. Mine's just like in her 70s. Little bitch had game, though. I ain't gonna cat with you. So then, like 2 minutes later, she like, oh, you really good. You fine and good. I said, this bitch playing with me. So then, like, I give her a little cashier's check or whatever. She's like, this for you. I looked at my boss at mine. He said, shh, shh. And then he said, how much you leave? He thought she left me like 5-10. I said, nah, she left me a blue note. He said, man, just put it back in that account. You can't be doing that, especially on camera. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I said, fuck. I would have bought all them niggas lunch just for they shut the fuck up.
I would have made one phone call. Creed, what blade one for the birthday?
But yeah, I was just like, damn, either I got it or she got it. But I think she got it.
Herpes.
What's wrong with
you? It's cosmetic.
You've been drinking way too much today.
Yeah, 4 o'clock.
You can tell by the eyes.
Nah, his eyes always like that. One lean to the left.
Yeah. Take your glasses off.
Nah, my shit never lean.
Yeah, your joint gonna go that way.
One lean and one shot.
I'm cross-eyed.
I ain't
seen you cross-eyed. I'm cross-eyed. Yeah, I think it's bent.
Too, yeah. Am I my cross-eyed?
Nah. You Chinese.
Yeah.
Nah, you just.
Nah, yo, shit.
I tried to show MJ a video on my phone earlier today. That nigga said,
"Yeah, I can't."
His age starting to show.
I can't see.
I met this nigga 10 years ago. His age showed.
That's crazy.
He was the oldest nigga. Nah, you weren't the oldest nigga.
No, not even close. You played with niggas older than me. Pause. Ooh.
Yeah, you a freak. Nah.
Yeah, you did.
Who? Who, Troy? Nah, Troy was my age.
Troy was not your age.
To my age?
Troy was older than you.
Barely. I don't know. But now, I'm trying to think of an older nigga on campus. RJ my age, surprisingly.
RJ older than you?
Nah, RJ my age. Like, me and RJ, like, literally, like, 2 days apart. Yeah.
Shout out to RJ.
Y'all remember that nigga that used to limp around campus with the...
The funny thing is, I seen this nigga in the Vaughn Center. There's no lie. The good arm he had, I seen him do 25 pull-ups with it.
In a motherfucking way.
Wait till we get off this episode. I'm going to call somebody to show you.
You know what I'm talking about?
Nah.
It was a hand.
He wore glasses.
Nigga. Yeah.
What's up, dog?
Yeah, that's it.
He had the gold chain.
I do know
you're talking the fitted cap. Yeah, he from.
He used to wear the flight coat with the fur on.
Yeah, the big jeans.
Right out of Norfolk.
Probably.
Then they walk. Somehow his right leg walked around the left.
You were doing donuts.
Yeah.
Hey, look. I used to do this. And shit.
He said the right leg walked around the left.
I'm not doing
that.
Hey, look, man. Not fixing to do this with y'all, man.
Counterclock.
Hey, come on.
He was a good dude, though.
Yeah.
Who was worse, him or Footy Tech?
He trying to cushion the blow. He was a good dude.
Now, what's good?
Boo Boo.
Nah, not Boo
Boo. Was the top five worst.
Nah, he was cool as fuck.
Yeah, because he was that nigga danced at a whim.
Yeah, but he would let. Because he was tired of cooking fried chicken every Wednesday and nobody showed him no goddamn respect.
Love, he was also 40 plus, wasn't he?
50 plus.
Yeah.
Everybody in that calf used to be in that little spot around the corner.
They
like,
did. They would close the shop on Friday.
They go to the hut.
Go to the hut.
They was in the hut. Crazy.
What's the hut?
It was a little spot.
Or the Elk Lodge out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like right before you got to behind like the little Walgreens and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Over there by Quality Seafood and all that little street.
Close to Speed Street.
It was like between Speed Street and when you get to the main shit.
Okay. Yeah. Everybody used to be there. Not us, but everybody from the city.
And everybody like that worked in that motherfucking calf was in that
calf,
bitch.
Gilchrist.
You and Gilchrist are best friends, though.
Yeah, because he had bread.
You a freak?
Told you that boy told me what he'd do for $50 earlier.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
MJ drunk.
That nigga had $60. He want to give up that tea.
You been drinking the Casamigos?
With the Migos?
Yeah. Yeah, ooh, y'all nasty.
Know how you act when you off the Migos, man.
Hello, Valentine's Day coming up.
Yeah.
What y'all got going?
Nothing.
My birthday too close.
Yeah, I mean, hey, Christmas, birthday, bro, I be.
All that shit slamming.
3 months in a row, I get punished.
Bro, December 25th. January 20th, February 14th.
Oh, y'all in the same boat.
Yeah, we in the exact same boat.
Shit, at least you get a week break. I barely get that.
Oh, yeah.
December 25th, January 5th.
Is who?
Creamy birthday.
Oh, she would just get a gift on December 30th.
Yeah.
In between?
Yeah.
To get her all her gifts. Yeah, that'd be nice, though. You can't get her like a Bath and Body Works candle and say,
"Hey, babe, I didn't see the mortgage come in this month. Happy birthday!"
Yeah,
Valentine's Day in February, Blake's birthday in March,
Mother's Day in May.
Yeah,
April Fools. So, oh yeah, you ain't. What you should do is for Mother's Day, just X out your birthday. So look, I ain't getting you shit. But don't get me shit.
Get the same little
or just tell her on your birthday to shut the fuck up. y'all ain't y'all ladies do that?
No, I know.
Nah, be like healthy relationships.
Yeah,
you toxic.
You hate women.
Whoa, what's wrong with you? Hey, that boy got
speaking
trained,
of huh? Which, talk about Chris Brown and Trey Songz.
Yeah, we gonna get
Chris beat that bitch.
She asked for it. Look at you. You are. There's something wrong.
Dude, this is why we're never going to be $1 million. We're going to be $100 worth of game. All our life. Hey, man, what the fuck with this nigga?
Hey, bro. I'll be $100 there. I'm good with that.
Y'all see Bobby dancing on that motherfucker?
Who? Yeah. On the
couch that fell off.
Yeah, it was like this.
The sink? They just kept there. You just see
Bobby's murder.
Bobby's murder is living his fucking life, and I love it.
And he don't give a fuck.
He been locked up for 8 years?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, cut.
Nigga said he came out and was like addicted to sex. Nigga said he was fucked 3-4 times a day.
Bro, you gotta say he ain't fucked in 7 years, bro.
What dude?
Bobby
I'm asking, like, who was talking about? Oh, Bobby Shmurda.
Because you got to think about it, bro. Imagine, like, bro, I go a couple of days and can't and have to, like, I
no,
got to jack
hey,
any
don't
day.
You say, a nigga, if you, every male by himself for more than 4 hours and thought about, yeah, I got to get one out.
Bro, like, if I have a day off and I don't got nowhere to go,
six.
I'm jacking off 2 or 3 times that day.
Easily.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's
nothing crazy, is in the drawers.
It's what?
I ain't cleaning up, man.
What's wrong with you, bro? Draw.
Take the bottle from this nigga.
Yeah,
I don't got no bottle.
Nah, but like that shit
is sponsored by Third Perspective.
Alright,
I'm done.
I ain't
saying
he's
drinking his
culture.
What is that?
Hey, no alcohol.
Is that margarita mix? This nigga in here drinking Casamigos and margarita mix, boy. Yeah.
He love it too.
Yeah,
you got limes.
Well, you got salt and sugar around the rim.
That boy freak.
That nigga think he had Los Aztecas.
Yeah, we have him. Been fooled.
I ain't seen this nigga in the new year, and we in February almost.
They ain't seen each other either.
Yeah.
I be like wanting to see y'all, but then happy I don't. It ain't y'all. You know, y'all know what I'm talking
it's
about.
It's the fact that you deal with people.
Yeah, when you deal with people, yeah.
I'm like, I get off. I don't want to see nobody else.
Right. Like, it's like I want us to do better and be, for one.
We need more consistency.
We need more consistency, but like y'all don't understand. I need this, not the podcast part. Yeah, like just because people don't realize that the 2 hours before and the hour after, sometimes, like, sometimes it's constructive, sometimes it's not. It's just us, it's the camaraderie, yeah. But then a lot of times we talk about shit that's very important in life. Like, it might be relationship shit, it might be financial shit, it might be, you know what I mean? Yeah. Education, like, you might not know some, he don't know a lot. And then we're educating each other on certain things. Like,
I know my bills paid. That's all I got. Ooh.
Hey. You call me a broke bitch. Now, my bills paid. I'm broke, though. But nah, but you know what I'm saying, though. Like, this is, I need this. And I think y'all need it probably more than I do.
So, I know this ain't nothing that we talked about discussing before we recorded, but I think Trump got a legit chance at winning the presidency.
Chance. Mark that nigga in.
Can I be real? Like, in this climate, anybody has it.
I'm going to tell you, his slogan for his first term was early. When he comes back with MAGA.
MAGA squared.
MAGA squared.
No, nah, he already got a slogan.
Niggers die. No. because then we wouldn't vote for him.
I'm trying. No, I don't.
He on the Reddit. he on the Reddit shit.
Nah.
Now, I seen a lady with a sticker in her back windshield. It said 45, and then it had the 2 in the corner, in the right corner of the 45. I was like, oh, yeah, she definitely.
She gearing up. She gearing up. Yeah. Gearing up.
And when I was in Florida the other week, they had all Trump everywhere.
Y'all seen Biden call that reporter a stupid son of a bitch? Y'all ain't see that shit? Nah. Yeah, like the report, the nigga said something to him, and like he was hot mic, so he didn't. I guess he didn't. I don't know if he realized the mic was on, or like he just got like he said. I forgot what it was, but he said something in regards to inflation and something, you stupid son of a bitch. I chuckled.
All I say is he's facing an uphill battle, bro.
Yeah. They say he wear Depends, too.
For real?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah, it depends on
how old is he, what, 81?
He ain't that motherfucking old.
How old is he
then? The nigga been in Congress for 40-something years, bro. Yeah.
Obama, too.
Obama ain't even
60. Shit.
Obama ain't
60. He ain't 60. Nah, Obama like 57.
So, Joe 79.
Joseph Robinette Biden Jr.
White people names weird, bro. Yeah, he's
born in 1942.
79. Him and my granddaddy the same age.
He'll be 80 this year.
And my granddaddy worked. But my granddaddy should be president.
I feel like
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. The correlation.
Like, we talked shit about McCain. We was like, you know what I mean. Like, we was like, this old bitch. Rest in peace. But like, you know what I mean.
How old is Obama? 60.
He was born in 61. He's 60.
He's 60.
Yeah. Cause 60. Michelle a bad bitch for 58 or however old she is.
Yeah,
facts. Yeah, I licked the bottom of her feet.
I can't wait till the Secret Service come get you.
They still got them. Oh, yeah, they stayed with them all the rest of their life. Mm-hmm. They probably took Trump's and gave them extra. Yeah.
Trump in Florida.
Trump about to go. He about to go to jail, right? That black woman in New York is not playing with him.
He ain't in New York though. And the was it the governor of Florida said he ain't gonna extradite him up there?
The governor of Florida is
Trump gonna be good forever. Bro.
Florida is on bullshit. They the reason why Bush won in 2000. Because his brother was a motherfucking governor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They fucked them votes up. And they was all paper.
Dropped them all in the hood. Yeah.
In 2000. Yeah. Remember? They were paper votes.
We gonna reach this.
Hey, remember the Martin?
You lead pencil.
Number two pencil.
Number two.
Remember the Martin episode? Guilty.
Guilty.
Get no sin. Innocent.
Yeah, like, bro, imagine how easy it was to do voter fraud.
Easily.
Yeah.
Here's this pencil. Yeah.
You know how parents used to put the electric bill in the kid's name?
Bro, I swear for God.
The nigga's Lee, credit score Lee, be 300 going into middle school.
I know Lee's credit score was bad by the time we got to high school. Lee had a cell phone in his name. And the reason I knew, because he called my house, his name popped on the call my ID. Well, I know he had the lights. He had a whole bunch of shit in his name, bro. I know his shit fucked
up. That boy was established.
What?
In middle school.
Yeah, but then, yeah, by the time we left college, it just fell off his crack. Yeah. Because it's been 7 years.
Definitely got a point there.
That boy probably got an 800 now. Hey. You seen his Jeep?
Yeah. 50 Cent is doing his thing right now.
Hey, bro. You look like Young Blue.
If I ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, this hairstyle ain't for you.
Yeah.
It's alright, but it ain't like she's so like you get a bad grade of hair when he get his shit finally on the right track.
You wearing a do-rag, ain't you?
Nah, it's water.
Nah, fuck up.
I've been drinking alkaline water.
It gaining weight. That's crazy.
I ain't gaining no weight. Fuck boy.
They colored your shit too.
They didn't.
The Columbus.
They didn't.
I'm going to honestly tell you, no, his barber going to do the mid minimum. He going to do a little.
He dropped him as a barber.
He ain't going to do too much more extra.
Is that how he jacked you?
No.
He wanted to fuck one of y'all, didn't he?
What the fuck? We talking about Hustle's
ambition. Close your eyes. Listen to see my
fucking
vision.
Weirdos, man.
What's going on, bro?
How crazy.
He listen.
Huh?
He listen.
He do.
No, yeah, he do.
Oh, fuck him. Wait. You cut my motherfucking hair.
That's my dog, man.
Nah, 50 on his grind, right?
Yeah. I heard about Professor Reynolds.
I still don't think the same writers is in. This ain't the same writers that was in The Room season one.
No,
it can't be.
Nah, this is not. Or either they wrote all this together and said we gotta slow it down the first season and then boom hit them with some shit.
Yeah, I feel like whoever wrote Law and Order wrote the first season.
Which one, SVU or the first one?
The first one.
And then SVU wrote the second one.
Yeah. Because. The first one, I told y'all that I would not watch this again. It's got three episodes. I'm still watching. So,
but yeah, it. Cause I know we even thought Raising Kanan was better.
Yeah,
and I stand corrected.
Yeah,
and it's not even close. So, for real.
So I didn't lie.
I will say
that. I didn't lie. You did.
I will say this though: the first season of Raising Kanan
was better than
The first season of Ghost.
I don't know, bro.
Yeah. I'm ready for Tommy Shaw. I just know it's going to be a blood bath.
Yeah. It's called Force.
Yeah, a blood bath.
The first episode is like, come on,
man. Somebody getting killed.
Yeah, you seen the trailer?
Yeah.
Ain't nobody renewing that bitch. Somebody died. Like, somebody dead.
Where's Tubit? Is Tubit going to pop back up?
I need him to pop back up.
I thought he was in prison.
No, he was out. Remember, he got out. Remember, he killed a nigga in Stansfield.
That's right.
He caused a lot of havoc that second half of that first season.
He kind of a part of the root of a lot of this shit.
Yeah. You got to say, he's basically. But other than Tariq, he is the only other one that could connect you to power. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Maybe a little effy, but
they
not
said
really.
That it's some fan service coming over the next 2 weeks. It's going to be some returning characters. Cristobal. And
Cristobal Tubit. Cristobal in prison.
But I'm just telling you what the
writer. I can see Tubit, but
I'm just saying what the writer said.
Is it the same writer?
Yeah.
The black lady?
Black lady. Yeah.
She write all this shit.
Ain't there a Tubit woman in real life?
Yeah,
that's for real.
Yeah.
With
the
side tooth missing, yeah.
That's crazy.
Where these side teeth be going?
I don't know. I know a couple
names. I feel like that should be your strongest teeth.
Cause you gotta bite steak.
You gotta bite steak. And you ain't chewing steak here. So
black dude.
Chill, B.
And side teeth in the front. Hey, hey,
nigga, turn that shit into barbecue.
I'm gonna tell you the funniest thing. You ever bitten to a watermelon?
Man, bro. I swear to God, bro. How your front teeth, your side teeth? That's crazy.
Boy, say you tired of us.
God. You tired of us. You was so bad to be in quarantine. Coughing, bitch.
I'm working on myself.
You working as...
You fucked up strep throat. Oh, what the fuck is going on?
Oh, the damn.
Yeah. What's his name in here?
Pookie Luke.
Hey, Gucci need to leave Jesus alone, man.
Hey,
why you still messing with that man,
huh? Yeah, hey. Let me get back towards the mic. In his new song, he said something about, like...
That's Pookie. What I said.
Yeah, he said Pookie, like...
Honking his new house or some shit.
That's funny. I'm still a Jeezy.
Jeezy don't give a fuck, man. That nigga just had a kid. He on some fatherly shit.
It ain't true. So he said
he didn't have a kid.
His kid is
Somebody made a report saying he's raising his kid to be genderless and letting them choose their gender, and it's not true.
How you know it ain't true?
He said it. And the thing is, like, and Tony said, it's the same nigga that said rap the spandex with the latex. And we ship it out of town, call it safe sex. Ain't no fucking way that nigga said his kid could be trans if he want. Nope. Not him.
I mean, you know, no shade to that community or anything, but.
I love it when you talk about them because they hate you.
Hey, you ain't quite on. Because it's like golf. You ain't quite on Chappelle level, but Chappelle is their biggest enemy.
Yeah.
Somehow he got everybody, every trans at Netflix to quit. Yeah. I can't believe we are up in arms about four people leaving their job.
Like, yeah, for real. Like the Norfolk gays might be.
Bro, I don't dislike nobody.
Shawty husband, wife, from Leeds.
Yeah.
Who? He said, Shawty, husband, wife.
She got more fish ahead than me now. Ain't she?
Hey, look, I'm coming up, though. Yeah.
I feel like he took out the floating glue.
Nah, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm coming up. I even got... There you go.
You won't on the episode with
that bitch rose, man.
That boy got a rabbit. That boy got a rabbit. He got a bullet and a rabbit and a rabbit and a bullet. Go off.
Yeah. Hey, what that old nigga said?
You ever took your phone?
The old nigga talking to the young joint.
Justin, I slapped that.
The voice missing.
Oh, yeah.
What that nigga?
He said, make that dookie hole.
You get a dookie hole.
Oh, wet. Dookie hole soaking wet. Dookie hole soaking wet. Dookie hole soaking wet.
Three times.
Dookie hole is not sexy.
It ain't.
I don't care how old you is. There ain't no fucking way in the
bed. That shit was poetry to me, nigga.
I feel like...
Spit. God damn.
You gotta say
it. I ain't gonna lie to you. I feel almost uncomfortable.
I did.
I feel like you gotta repeat that.
I enjoyed every moment of it.
I laughed. Like, but it was just like, damn. You really telling bitches in the 80s they do
kill. It's an 80% chance that nigga is a cute dog.
Squirting pod. Sorry. Gripping and hugging.
Yeah, bro.
I feel like you should say that on Valentine's Day.
Honestly, bro. I give it 95% chance.
Yeah.
95% chance. That sound like Corey in his 60s.
It sound like Josiah Sampson. In the 80s.
Squirting and fodding. Bro,
oh my God.
So fine is wet. Funny, bro.
Gripping and hugging.
That Dookie hole soaking wet. Dookie hole soaking wet.
Oh my God.
Dookie hole, bro.
Ain't nothing more romantic than that.
Yeah.
Being real.
Like, cause I ain't gonna lie, I'm saying some shit like I speak your booty hole.
Yeah, but dookie hole.
Dookie hole?
Hey, that squirting fly.
And that pussy squirting fine. Boy.
But the fact that it was a voicemail though.
Bro. He just learned how to send a voice memo the week before.
I feel like that's God. How, like, yeah, I'm gonna say this. This is gonna kill him.
Yeah, cause he was like, I can't test it that. He said, nah. So she can...
And difference between old heads and young niggas, like young niggas that got there and record some shit like that and listen to it like four times and be like, nah, I got it recordable. Old head record that shit once.
Then he was sitting there. Really? Yeah, because he just struggled for him to even make it. Yeah,
this how I feel though.
Yeah, but, that nigga definitely had on the blue... Like a little Bluetooth piece. Had
yeah. Not nah, one right in that. Yeah, right in that. Oh, wait, like he drive a truck.
Yeah, he drive a truck.
Whole side, he drive a Kia Soul.
Squirting is fine.
Squirting is fine.
Bro, like. Man, it's up. But and the bitch that played it, she was like in her 20s, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like I said, imagine like somebody her age saying some shit.
She
like
texts that nigga back.
You think so?
Yeah.
No, she gonna post that nigga on TikTok too, just like she did this nigga,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. She said squirting and fodding. Man,
that shit was hilarious.
Bro, like, yep. Yeah. Any woman that nasty?
Yeah.
Any woman?
Well, yeah, your daddy got 2 year old. Now your daddy got a
4 year old. Yeah.
Yeah.
He definitely nasty.
Yeah, like Blake can play with her uncle. like they the same age. Like, if my daddy was alive, I know he a disgusting bitch. I know he was.
That's where you got it from.
Yeah. I feel like my mom was disgusting too, probably. Nasty.
Yeah.
Nasty. No, I love mom. Yeah. No,
there's something wrong with this nigga.
I think it's, I feel like it's like both sides of my family. Like, I got it honest from both sides. There's a lot fucking wrong with me. Anyway, what were we talking about? Power crazy though.
You talking about squirting?
hey, that's what David said in the courtroom. He said, "Who had you squirting and fired?"
I had that dookie on. Soaking wet.
Soaking.
It was.
It's gripping and hugging.
Hey, look. One thing. I don't know if y'all did. Y'all see my power shit I put up?
Yeah.
It's my best ever. But one thing I didn't speak on, was Tariq smarter than his daddy, maybe. The way he got Carrie to go on that stand was a masterpiece.
Yeah, he manipulated the fuck out of her.
What? Well, you could honestly compare that to old girl who was blindfolded episode one. Like, you gonna go home, take a shower, and none of this ever happened.
Did the bitch show back up?
Carrie ain't dead. Seasons later. Yeah, like, no, she ain't dead. You said Ghost not dead, right?
Yeah, y'all are ignorant.
Yeah.
I carry that.
Okay.
Is Ghost dead? To be determined. If that nigga walk out on any episode, I'm done with this.
Nah, show. I'll throw a shoe through my TV.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I pay for that, right?
He gonna
gripping and hugging.
And then you pop in. He ain't gonna pop up gripping and hugging.
They show.
He gonna pop up on time.
But yeah, because she. What's her name? Carrie just knew she was about to, like, walk in on him murdering Lauren or some shit. He was like, "Oh, you looking for me?" I thought he was gonna fuck it first.
I thought he was going ahead too.
Everybody else did.
So out of all three,
I know Tate probably upset.
He don't know who that hit.
So
Tate funny, man. I love that nigga.
He's out of all the Tariq women, who the best?
Oh, we already talked about it.
Yeah,
Effie.
I ain't gonna lie. That's a toss up now. Between Effie and Lauren. I like the lips, but like Effie been coming through lately.
Effie,
but he done fucked all three of them.
And the bad part is his take. And like we talked about before, his take one for the team is
Effie.
No, his take one for the team is Diana.
Like, no, what we're saying is, like, let's say all three of them came over here, right? We've been in situations where like all us out. It's a group of women. We was like, look, that's the one somebody got to take on for the team.
Yeah. And Diana is the take.
Oh, yeah. She is.
And that's a great option.
That's a great take one for the team.
Yeah.
One time.
I would marry her type.
Yeah. Like, if a nigga, like, had to take, like, bro, give one time.
Give me light skin Keisha.
One time.
That's the, yeah. That's.
Give me light skin Keisha.
I don't like her.
I love her. I don't
I'm
like
talking the show.
I don't like her either. I love her.
You think her body, like,
it ain't her body. It's her appeal.
She do come off like hood, gangster.
Why she there?
Smart as fuck.
I don't get why Zeke there either. How is he getting an Ivy League school? This nigga didn't know he was 4 years old and what he is.
That's how he should have been at preschool. That nigga probably stuck
how you star five shame and you
in the square.
Bro, like, you five and you one at the same time, you dumbass yeah. nigga. Where did you lie. At for 4 years?
I didn't lie.
Yeah, like,
I didn't lie.
I got to tell about the
fact. I think it said.
That's how my dad.
I brought NCAA regulation.
That's the first thing you said. That's the first thing he said. NCAA regulation. Like, nigga, that's your mama. Man, they just told you that's your mama.
You already declared for the draft.
Right.
Okay. No, that's another thing I don't understand. How you play for the draft, but you still got game?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, you got to play Princeton. I'm like, what? Are they in the off season or what, bro? I'm so confused.
So they gonna clip D Black?
To what?
Who you talking about?
They did that the last season of Power.
Bro, boyfriend.
Everett.
Yeah.
Hey, look. That's the episode I was like kind of mid.
He can go.
When he didn't pluck him off like
yeah.
Most of these niggas don't serve a purpose. Like yeah. If all the trials ended, Method yeah, like, Man don't serve
Everett,
a purpose.
Everett served his purpose by helping everybody to figure out Drew was gay. All right, yeah, we know yeah. now he can go.
Right.
So he's a
Diana. So her purpose is
what
to
they
serve.
Call him a loose end
now.
Yeah.
Her purpose is
only because of now, because of what she just did.
Nah,
she pulled a "Why did I get married?" on them motherfuckers.
The daddy,
Tariq need Diana.
The daddy, his purpose is over.
Bro, Tariq really? Gonna keep fucking is, Diana so he can play her how he needed to.
So do y'all think Justin will have a real role in this?
That's maybe. Jesse Junior,
huh?
Jesse Junior.
Talking about Drew?
Yeah, nah. Drew.
Nah, I wouldn't call him man, Drew. Red man.
Yeah.
No.
If Davis ain't got no role, he ain't got no role.
You know, like, the way I think they were trying to play it was...
He really could make a spinoff and have Davis have his own shit.
Have his own lawyer show.
What, yes. Like, what, For Life?
No,
Part
not,
two?
Not a For Life. But, like, how they doing the spinoffs with, like, Tate...
Would you rather see him or Tate?
Tate.
You rather see?
I'd rather see Method Man.
I'd rather see Tate.
Because Method Man gonna be involved in some bullshit.
I would rather see a Method Man one than a Tasha one for sure.
Tasha got her own spinoff.
No,
he's saying in
general.
I mean,
it's supposed to be 5 spinoffs, right?
Rest in peace, yes.
Tate getting one, right?
So it was Powerboat
two,
one.
Yep.
Yeah. Two was
Kanan.
Fourth.
And then Tate, right?
Yeah.
So it was only four. Okay.
I thought what's face was gonna get one? No. Sax.
Sax could have his own show.
I feel like that's right. Sax
don't know if he want to be good or
no.
I just feel
no, Sax
like
want to
get back in the DA's office.
Sax is ethical. Yeah. I don't think it's really about him being a wanting to get back in the DA's office. I think his issue is he thinks like a real lawyer.
Yeah.
He thinks ethically. Because he was on that side.
Can we have Yaz?
Now he's on the other side of the table still thinking like he's on that side.
Can we have Yaz, though?
Why?
She
if the grandma died, I'd be fine.
I'm okay with Yaz.
Because I don't like how she did cute.
I know who you are, Ray Ray. When she died, that was the best episode.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
What purpose?
I feel like you're unhappy.
What purpose does she serve?
She got an Annie play.
She did.
The purpose she served was the contrast between them as twins.
Raina, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the reason why she had to go was because
I know who you are.
They
Ray
show
Ray.
How
Pow!
Tariq just how like ghosts there was consequences to his actions, there were consequences to Tariq's actions.
Gotcha.
So that's why she had to go.
Yeah.
But she did serve her purpose.
Tariq do too.
No, Tariq is the star. And I thought that when he was in power.
You did think that.
Yeah, I said he is the star.
I said he was the best out there in power.
I said he was a star. And this nigga, what, maybe 21?
Michael Rainey. How old are you? Comment on our photo, or on our video.
Another thing is, I feel like that last little rant from Diana is going to get her some roles, too.
Yeah. She gonna. I can't wait to see that last scene.
That little soliloquy. She did.
Can't wait.
Bro, I literally sat forward on the recliner and ran it back. I said, "No, she didn't."
Yeah,
I'm talking to the TV.
Yeah,
it's 1 o'clock in the morning.
Every motherfucker around the table
can't see her.
The fuck she did.
Wait to see her and Madea come back from the dead or whatever.
Compared it to that nigga from.
Why did I get married? Have you seen that? That's a funny scene. He said, "Nah, Marcus. Talk.
Please, the truth just set you free."
Tell him how you got BD and had to get you a shot when you got here. He said, "No, you didn't give me BD. William gave me BD."
Louis Young said, "Poppy said, vamos."
What is he talking about?
I don't know how he put an R in fuck, but he did.
He rolled a year.
He can die too, to be honest.
Who? The dad?
Nah, he's not.
It's going to be an epic fight scene between the dads.
And Dante.
Yeah. They're the same nigga.
It's weird, right? It's just like Tommy fucking
White. I fuck with Dante heavy, though.
What's crazy is, who do you think will win?
They keep saying that he's Ghost Brothers, dog.
Is Rizzo?
Yeah.
Dante.
You think so?
I think Dante gonna take it.
Yeah.
Secretly,
Monet wanna be with Dante.
Yeah.
Ain't no secret.
Not no more.
But at the same time, she don't want
She was so unhappy with Lorenzo. I think
she's heavy with family.
I think she's scared of cuz, too.
She should be.
Like, cuz had her up there butt naked
in the jail.
Yeah, in a locker room. That nigga
looked at her and said, "You should go."
And she left.
Because it's his house. And before he got out, Monet ran everything.
Yeah.
People were scared of Mo. But they were also scared of Mo because of Lorenzo. Mm-hmm. That's what's like one of them things like, I feel like she might die before one of them.
I feel like...
Nah.
You know what they say?
They ain't gonna kill them.
Nah, they ain't gonna kill no...
They ain't gonna kill Mother Goose.
No, that nigga, he's so far ahead of himself, he about to start another one.
That boy been in isolation weird.
Yeah.
But timing off. You need a timing belt, bitch.
What's your favorite movie of all time?
You already know my favorite.
I already know, but let the people know.
It's life.
What about you, Jim?
Circle back.
Is it that or Belly? Because that one.
I feel like Friday after next, and I die for this shit.
People sleep on that part for some reason. I don't know why, bro.
And I die for this.
That's my favorite Christmas movie.
It's the best Christmas movie.
I still think that's the most quotable of the three Fridays.
Yeah, easily.
I don't know what my favorite movie is, but the movie I've watched the most is Training Day.
Training Day is in my top 5, 10, 23 of 1.
Shoe program, nigga.
who part was better, that part or Diana at the end?
That's tough. That's a good comparison, right?
That's kind of tough now.
I'm going to Denzel. That nigga said he gonna shoot me in the back. You gonna do that? Nigga, I'm gonna bend down. Use money. Oh goddamn! You shot me in my motherfucking ass.
Nah, like that.
I need that money, Jake.
That's one of the best. Yeah. I don't know if you'll say it's his best acting performance. It's up there, though. It got him an Oscar. So.
Yeah, it got him an Oscar.
But that's what Jada can say.
Between that and John Q. John Q was a
John Q was, it was sad.
But I think that the one line that sticks out to me in John Q when he was like, "I would not bury my son. My son would bury me." That's the one line out of
John
the whole
Q
movie.
Or Pursuit of Happiness.
I never seen Pursuit of Happiness.
Really?
I never wanted to.
And he was selling the computer and nobody wanted to buy it. So
yeah. People are always talking about how sad it was. Like that in 7 pounds. It was pounds, sad. And I was like, I don't want to see it.
He was a bum.
I never seen 7 pounds.
Honestly, I can say I'm not a fan of Will Smith, but like I'm you not the type to.
Who said they never seen 7 pounds?
I haven't.
I've never seen 7 pounds.
It's one of them things, like I said, I don't run to see Will Smith movies.
Yeah, I saw it, but last time, like.
I had to watch it like 4 or 5 times to understand what the fuck was going on.
That don't surprise me. Yeah.
It was one of the movies, like, as soon as it started, you could follow, and he sold all his organs, right?
Yeah. But Pursuit of Happiness or John Q? I seen both of them. Pursuit of Happiness was really good.
John Q. I'm going John Q.
I feel like Will Smith overhyped.
Step brother.
Did you see what Jada Pinkett Smith done did?
Yeah,
that, she done brought down Will Smith's stock. Like, yeah. 5 years ago, 5 years ago, you would say Will Smith top two. Yeah.
Now he about to be doing Cocomelon voices. Cocomelon. Sorry.
Nah, no, but no, even before the whole, like, I honestly would never run to see a Will Smith movie. I mean, like Focus, though.
And in about what?
Focus.
Where he had the superpowers.
Oh, that's Gremlin.
Focus is the one where he was a thief.
He was a thief. Yeah. Him and the white girl played Harley Quinn.
It ain't been too many Will Smith movies that I'm like, I need to go see.
Exactly.
That's Bad Boys 1 and 2.
Y'all like Men in Black, the Men in Black series?
I did.
Men in Black 1 was good.
One, two,
and 3 were good to me.
I don't know about 3.
Hitch.
Hitch was cool.
Okay.
I saw Hitch 8 years later.
Has he made like any fun? I mean, man, he got Bad Boys.
That's it.
Bad Boys 3 was awful.
But yeah,
it was awful.
I mean, it was the awful, worst but compared,
the
yeah.
They were the worst. They were 50.
Because 2 was the best.
Because 2 came out at the perfect time.
2 was the best.
2 was fine.
We were teenagers when it came out.
I've seen Bad Boys 1 and 2 so many times, too. I might need to watch Bad Boys 3. How old were you when Bad Boys 2
came out? Not trying to be funny. 18 maybe?
No.
Cause I was like 16.
When did it come out?
2003. Oh, hell no.
Let me ask you this. Wild Wild West.
I just watched that.
Hey, look, real shit,
I just watched that shit the other night, bro.
I love Wild Wild West.
Bro, that shit is fucking me.
Wild Wild West or Django?
Django. Wild Wild West.
I ain't gotta worry about being called a nigga. Wild Wild West.
Soon as bro fixes his mouth to call bro a nigga,
niggas you can't.
Stole.
Yeah. Who is this nigga on this
stag?
No, Django's a great movie, but I'd rather watch Wild Wild.
Not none of my niggas you can't.
Yes, be dad.
Hey, look, Leonardo, one of them too, bro.
Yeah, he probably top 400.
Yeah. If I ever see him, just for his role in that part, in that movie.
Hey, you gonna be ready to fight, nigga?
He fucked Rihanna, bro. He got a pass.
Did he really?
Yeah,
that's lit. Yeah, and he fought the after he was calling Samuel Jackson,
Jamie Foxx, a nigga. You talking about two of the most important black people ever? Yeah. He got to call a nigga.
Yeah, Steven.
He is the original. He is the new age slave owner.
Leonardo.
Mm-hmm. Like the top slave. He did Thomas Jefferson of 2012.
Remember the other night I was texting you and you were like, look, I'm watching a movie. Can I go now? And it upset me.
Yeah.
So I ended up going to watch that movie. And that white boy is probably one of my favorite actors, bro.
Who, Ryan Reynolds?
Yes. I mean, that nigga.
To my Hitman's Bodyguard's wife, right?
Yeah, I watched.
It was very good, right?
Very good.
I was trying to text. Like, he just texted me and said, I'm watching a movie.
Yeah, it made me mad. He was like telling me, leave him alone. I don't talk to you, man. What's wrong with you?
But it's Morgan Freeman, Ryan Reynolds,
bro, that movie
Samuel
was,
Jackson, Salma Hayek. It's really good.
And it's called what now?
Hitman's Bodyguard's Wife.
Okay. So you know they got the Hitman's Bodyguard, which I've seen.
I never seen that one.
Yeah, so it's like before.
The prequel, yeah.
Yeah. So when you said that, I'm like, oh, I looked it up and it was on HBO Max.
Yeah.
So I went to watch it.
And Ryan Reynolds, I like Ryan.
He's funny.
He's funny and like he's the same thing in every movie.
You know why he?
But he's not typecast.
Ryan Reynolds played.
He's not typecast.
He played the Green Lantern too, didn't he?
Yeah, but that's like his worst movie.
And he played Deadpool. He was in rival companies. Deadpool, he got the bag for both.
Good. Deadpool 1 and 2 is really good.
And in Deadpool, he made a reference to Green Lantern.
Yeah.
He was in that new Netflix movie too.
Red Notice.
Red Notice.
He is in it.
He's in Red Notice. The other one.
Underground Six.
Underground. That drum was all right. That shit was fire too.
And honestly, he provided the comic relief in that.
He's the same nigga.
Yeah, it's the same.
He's typecast. I don't know if he's typecast. He just acts the same in everything.
Yeah. You can watch Van Wilder right now, same nigga.
Yeah, but he like that wouldn't be considered typecast though, because
he that ain't no like play the same nigga.
Action badass.
Keanu Reeves played the same.
No,
nigga.
I seen the movie with Keanu Reeves.
Hold on. Did he have a black suit, shades, or all black on?
That nigga was like working in the office.
And he had a black suit.
You talking about Hardball?
Yeah. No.
That's the only movie he was
not doing. I'll buy you all pizza. Not even Hardball. It was another movie.
Yeah, no.
I've never seen him anything other than The Matrix and Hardball.
And that's John Wick. But he was Keanu Reeves.
He got to. I tried.
One time he was watching on the couch. I got to win my
John
room.
John Wick 3.
You got to go back and watch John Wick. You got to watch them all.
Because the last it won't one make I sense seen, to you. He killed a nigga in the little safe zone. And then the nigga became like, yo, I'm going to give you this time to get away.
That was two.
And then they sent a text message out and was like, go get John Wick. So,
and they can't.
They can't. So,
and then in three, they came looking at the,
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. Snowfall?
Or the
Christmas movie?
Ooh.
Yeah, nigga.
The Wire.
I've never seen it.
I started watching it again halfway through the first season.
It's because he's 25.
I never seen it.
Yeah, I was watching the show.
Have you seen The Wire though?
So if you would have said that about the second season, I would have been able to understand it to a degree.
So when we first got to college, every Sunday we would literally.
Was that season five?
That was the next to last season.
So season four.
When I just got to college, we used to get together to watch The Game on BET.
You're right. Talking about the newer one, right?
Yeah.
The newer one.
You ain't watched the sitcom. You watched the drama one.
We watched the BET one.
Yeah.
We didn't watch the CW one.
Bro, that one.
Yeah, the CW one was better.
It was tough.
Yeah. With the real.
But still, though, like, chicks would come over. We'd be in the lobby. And we watching the game. It's like, you know, you got drinks and shit, and you just got a whole
Because that was like 2010, 2011. We stayed in the Plex.
Yep.
And it was a thing. That's really the only show I can really remember.
Everybody getting together to watch when it came out.
Other than like football games.
That's
and
where TT got his name from.
The Game?
Yeah.
Who was he? Who was T.T.? I'm saying, whose sidekick was he?
I don't know who's
Dre Flynn.
Probably so.
That's nasty. That's bad. Like, is you Dre Flynn's sidekick? I've always looked at it as the other way around.
Like Dre Flynn, the sidekick type.
Who was like, here come Dre Flynn.
Like, Dre Flynn was a nigga that you could look at like, you probably need to take the charge.
I remember like his last like semester out there, he wasn't even in school. He was just staying out there.
A couple of niggas we didn't see.
Crunch.
Jew.
Yeah, Crunch wasn't in school from 2011.
Yeah, Jew was in school. He was registered. These niggas was not registered but had housing.
I don't see how the fuck do you only at HBCU.
Only at RHBCU.
I don't think that happened.
Well,
Norfolk State.
I said, hold up.
Maybe not at Hampton.
No. I know Norfolk State it happened for sure.
Are they not?
They're just not the HBCU campus no more. So HBCU just means they were founded as that.
Yeah, Hampton's still at HBCU. They're just not in the MEAC no more. They're part of
because there's a bunch of HBCUs that are not considered black schools no more.
Right? Yeah,
like Bluefield State in West Virginia is a HBCU, but it's not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not predominantly black.
Is Lincoln still considered?
Uh-huh.
It's all like they always will be considered HBCUs. Okay. They just wouldn't be.
They're not predominantly black
anymore. Exactly. Okay.
So
for the longest, I'm not gonna lie to you. At least
have you been to Lincoln?
Never.
Exactly. It's some Amish shit going on. Right there. Hey, it's dirty and a bitch out there. Nah, cause you know we had to play up there. Like it's like you see we see emus. Like we seen some shit, boy. It's scary. Nah, scariest when we went to West Virginia. They looked at us funny.
Yep. Y'all play Fordham?
That's because they all their own brothers.
Shelby or some shit.
They own brothers and sisters in West Virginia.
Nah, but we went to Subway and it's cold stains on stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like it's like people just went rub charcoal on the side of the building type shit. And like you gotta think about it. You see 20 black men walking into a Subway.
You know y'all about to rob
at 10 a.m. They're like and we all wearing the same shit. They said, ooh, they clean up the side of the road. With orange bags, like yeah, they but yeah, it's weird, it's spooky. Yeah, up there.
The coach bus though, like that's stupid. They ignorant.
Yeah, we didn't have the Viking bus. We had to rent something because somebody else had a game.
To be objective here, y'all coach always look like Cyclops.
Our cuz was high
all the time. That nigga eyes was redder than niggas. Credit I just thought score.
He was stressed.
He was going through shit. Bro, I feel like he was always going through some shit. I can't remember who
I told you I had the nigga for Health Concepts and seen him twice.
Yeah.
It was during baseball season?
Yeah. Maybe. I don't remember.
Bro, like, now.
He had hoes, though.
I learned this trick a long
time ago. Three times, actually. The first day of class, the midterm, and that was turning in halfway of your paper. Mm-hmm. And then the final was turned in the rest of the paper.
But you always take the coaches during their season. I took the football coaches all during the football them. Season. Yeah.
All of
and
them.
I took the basketball and baseball coach during the spring season. Only one I regret taking during the spring is Dr. Holt.
Bro, he was a real teacher. Yeah. I'm going to get into the meat and potatoes of this. You need to have this paper done by next Tuesday.
I'm like, cuz, it's an internship. Like, leave me the fuck alone, bro. Anyway.
We got to go. Well, Super Bowl, who y'all got?
Rams.
Hey, Rams. I got Chiefs.
Hey, Joe Biden, Joe Byron, or goddamn it, Joe Clark. Rams in the Super Bowl.
Really?
That's what you had? After
Doc. Huh? Yeah, what was your favorite video on Uncut?
Either Disco Inferno or Tip Drill.
So you're not even a real like Uncut fan.
No, you naming Main Street stuff.
Yeah.
What that thing
is like
or Time for Freaking.
White girl.
I remember white girl, yeah.
Or she ain't got no panties on. She ain't got no panties on. She ain't got no panties on. Yeah.
Hey. And this little Inferno shit was crazy too.
Nah, I remember when it dropped.
Hey, the video was crazy, but these are artists you know. It's the artists you don't know that had the video.
And what's crazy is, like, I remember Many Men premiered
there.
There.
Yep.
Now, you couldn't watch Many Men but on Uncut.
He got hit like I got hit.
We ain't fucking breathing.
Many Men.
Hey, 50 top 20.
Dead or Alive?
Yeah.
And that's just off two LPs.
What, it's time to go yet?
It is.
Yeah, because it's probably dusting outside.
Take us out, Chief.
I ain't got nothing.
I know, yeah. We seen your airline. you get one haircut. I ain't better get a haircut to keep fucking snowing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You look Muslim.
It's 1606.
No, or musty.
I ain't gonna get no funny. Am I musty though?
I don't know.
I smelled early, onions early. I thought I was going to eat a cookout.
Mm. You anyway. Go to the cookout over there by the Wendy's.
Yeah. That's cute like, over there.
It's like the. Bro, none of that shit was there. None
when
of
you went to
like the O2 Fitness and all that shit.
Yeah. So and Happy Hell, all that. Yeah.
Hey, I went over there.
I don't know what that is. I promise you.
Well, so when we went to Con Key, we went to that cookout right there. She wanted a milkshake.
The one I'm talking about?
What's over there?
And I'm. Where Sport Nurse and shit is?
No, I'm saying what's over.
Bro, they got like an O2 Fitness right and then it looked like some fucking apartments.
Oh,
bro, like that shit's built up.
It's called like, I forgot what it looked like.
I remember the apartments.
Bro, that shit's like built up and I was like.
It looks
very. Where's O2 Fitness at?
It looks very gentrified.
It's gentrified.
Where's O2 Fitness at?
Right behind the Wendy's.
Right behind the Wendy's.
Nope.
So you know where the Target is.
You know where the Wendy's is.
So where
Standard Road, bro.
It used to be another fitness place. By the Toys R Us and all that stuff.
No, you're talking about the other. You're talking about South Square.
Yeah.
No, we're on Shannon Road. You know where the Volkswagen is, dealership right there. You Volkswagen, Wendy's,
it ain't cookout. Like the cookout has the inside,
right? And then if you go up to the stoplight, Bank of America is right there.
Okay.
So and then
that little square we're talking about.
There's a fitness place.
Yeah,
bro. It's a whole lot of shit right there. Right? That little space.
So you know they had that little street with the Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
Like the Chuck E. Cheese ain't even over
there.
It's gone.
It's still on the GPS.
It's still there.
So they built something in front of that. Then
it's an alpaca right there.
Yes, that's what we saw the other night. So I thought the alpaca. Replace the Chuck E. Cheese.
No, it's still right behind.
Okay, and then there's a fire little Chinese buffet spot if you ever want to go to lunch.
You don't go to Durham, right?
No.
So they're gentrifying everything.
I only go to Durham to get a haircut.
But like it's like paintings on walls.
That apartment complex.
Yeah, and that's how the O2 Fitness is.
It's just crazy.
It's a happy hill over there.
Mm-hmm.
They still got Church's Chicken in Durham.
They do.
Yes, sir.
Only for
and it's good. It's two Church's Chicken in Durham.
Extra greasy.
You gotta go to one in the village though. The hood.
Popeyes. I eat
Popeyes. Hey,
Popeyes got bro, the worst nuggets.
Church is slapping the biscuit top two.
Bro, Church's you can get an 8-piece for $2.99.
That's wrong.
Oh, you know.
Yeah, nigga, we get Popeyes.
That nigga weighed his chicken, boy.
Wrong with you? Not pulling off till I look in the box. Fuck wrong with you?
Bro, I saw a report that said New York got over 2 million
rats.
Yeah. I said, who the fuck is counting?
Because
6ix9ine.
Yeah,
Cool J.
Probably
CIS.
Touch me, why don't you? Touch me, why don't you?
Nah, that nigga. Yeah, y'all heard. I need love,
man. I say over 2 million rats. Yeah, niggas, they eating pepperoni pizza.
Matter of fact, I got one little rant. So, that's like y'all niggas, do these solar panel niggas be coming to y'all shit?
Bro, yes. Today,
bro. Bro, I'm telling you, they starting to act like the fucking Jehovah's Witness, bro.
I'm tired of them niggas.
So I had a chick that I was fucking with like a couple years ago. She worked for that company, and I was like, in my mind, I'm like, I know how. I was like, I can't believe she do this for a living. Like, you know what I mean? Like, did they have green shirts on?
They got all kinds of shit on it. Yeah, they always don't in the area for the next 2 days.
The nigga that came to my house today looked like, goddamn it, the nigga that sang John Redcorn. He looked like Sir.
Sir?
Yeah.
That song fire. Right?
But I,
that song is
fire. And look, you'll see the job on Indeed, of course, you don't apply for jobs. But like when I was applying, I was looking, I was like, yep, this is the job. Like,
yeah.
Cause the jobs, like, it pay a lot. It'll say, like, range from like 50 to 80.
And they want to give you the free trial. Your neighbor down the street, Tim, he's getting the solar panels installed next on door. Thursday.
Next door.
Yeah, it's
next
like.
Door. Mine have it.
That's it's like, so like man, go
I,
away.
From what I read, like if you got the money to pay for the solar panel straight out, it's worth it because you save on your electric bill and everything like that. But if you don't, if you got to finance the fucking solar panels,
all right,
and then you pay for solar panels and like
yeah, electric.
So here's my thought process, right? It's like crypto. You know, you got all these financial groups, and like you'll see people, the Platinum Leadership Group, the Fortune 500 group, you know, these, and join my team now, and you'll make all this fucking money. My team just cleared 15 grand a day. Hear me out. If it was that fucking easy to make money, every fucking body would be millionaires and would be doing it. Yeah. So it's the same thought process with solar panels. If this shit was as effective and as like straight up and not full of shit as y'all say it is, more people would have solar panels on their house.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Like, you're gonna have to come with something a little more convincing.
Look, the man next door got solar panels and all that, and then you know the 11th month if you put your work orders in, they come fix it, whatever. Man came next door, he was like, what is that they got on their house? Okay, I think got solar panels. Went knocking on the man door. He's like, was it worth it? Yeah. No. He's like, no, I'm paying way more than what I would do for regular electricity.
Yeah.
So.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, they sound good. Like you said, it's
Everything they sounds good.
If it was really that what it is, more people would have it.
Just to open your minds up. There go your solar power.
What's crazy is like I have to really believe in something to like buy it. And like I would never, so I've been in sales for a while. I would never sell you something I didn't believe in. Even though I don't work at AT&T no more. What did I tell you the other week?
Yeah.
He said, I'm going to get a new phone. I said, if you are going to go get a new phone, go get AT&T. Not because I was, of course, I don't work there no more. But this is because I said, cuz going to save money on his bill. You can get a better phone. There's no better time to switch.
Yeah, I got a new watch, too.
Exactly. And how much you save on your bill?
Shit. 50, pretty much.
Exactly. So, and I would never sell something that I don't believe in. I want to bet 99% of the people selling them goddamn solar panels ain't got a goddamn solar panel. Or they probably living in an apartment.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So.
Yeah. That makes all the sense in the world.
You should ask them when they come. Like, you got them?
No.
Yeah. That makes all the sense.
I was thinking about it.
Hey, look, little bitch. Where you live at?
Yeah, they always got on khaki pants, too.
Yeah.
They don't leave me the fuck alone.
From Walmart.
They annoying, man.
At Walmart, khaki.
Like one day I pulled home and I seen the nigga walking the street and I sat in the car and dropped the seat back. I'm like, he's not going to see me today.
He saw you.
Yeah, I laid down.
Your belly button was over the seal.
I didn't see your belly button.
He got an Audi.
Eight.
That's it. The boy got a long belly button. Yeah.
Shit. Stick us up, Jesus.
I said he did. Like that was it.
Yeah,
that'll be easy. We'll be back. We're gonna try to be back next week.
Yeah. Super Bowl Sunday.
Nah. Can we
record Super Bowl Sunday?
No.
Why not?
why you want to? You want to what? Halftime or something?
No, we gonna win.
So I want to see who doing the halftime show this year. I want to watch.
We are.
It's gonna be niggas. It's always, like niggas. Cause they LA.
Us.
So they got Eminem, Mary J. Blige, Dr. Dre.
This nigga said niggas and then Mary J. Blige and Eminem first.
Monet up there.
Yeah. Y'all know she's the highest paid person on the show.
She should be.
And it's not close?
Yeah, she should be.
Tariq right don't make more than her?
No. He makes 150 episodes. She makes four.
150 grand?
God damn.
She made 400 grand?
Mm-hmm. I can see that, though.
Her agent good.
She a draw.
Exactly. I think that's why.
Not because she is better than everybody else.
Because she's literally the worst actress on the show.
Yeah, right behind. Yeah,
her agent good.
No, yeah, it's worse.
I fuck.
Huh?
I said I fuck him.
That's not the point.
You said
she's
agent good.
That is the point.
I holla at y'all. Well, you dumb as hell, boy. I said her agent is good.
Oh, agent.
Yeah. We got to go.
She agent.
We got to go. Hey, y'all have a good night, all right?
Cut that part out.
Nah, no. No, your goofy ass.
Hey, yo, that nigga said
her. Your goofy ass.
She agent good.
Right. And NWA my ass.
Yeah.